It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, my name is Jay Manley, and I'm a principal technologist and architect with the Dynamics ISV recruiting team. And today I have with me Sumit, and Sumit is of the same role on our, but focusing on our CRM product. So Sumit, why don't you introduce yourself, tell people about your background, and then we'll go from there.
Sounds good. So as Jay mentioned, I'm Sumit Ramani. I'm part of this CRM ISV strategy and recruitment team. And as part of this team, we focus on getting market leaders and market makers in the CRM space and get these industry leaders in different industry verticals to buy into our platform and build their next generation line of business applications on top of our dynamic CRM platform.
So let's talk about CRM for a minute. CRM is somewhat of a new product. It's been around for a few iterations, but I think that the latest iteration of the product is very exciting, and we're getting a lot of market with it. Can you give us a little bit of history behind CRM?
Absolutely. So I wouldn't say Dynamic CRM is new anymore. You know, we are at version 4 right now, so we've passed that the 3.0 cusp that everybody talks about with
sure.
Microsoft generations of products, and the 3.0 was an incredibly mature product, and 4.0 is a great enhancement to that foundation that we set in 3.0. So the first version of the product was actually launched near Christmas time, year 2002.
Okay.
So we've been around in the market for a long time now, and as you would expect, you know, it was a rough getting into this market because Microsoft got into this CRM space about a decade after Siebel did.
Mm-hmm.
Siebel still the market leader. So, you know, we're still not doing as well as Siebel is, but considering how much progress we've made in the last 6 years, it has been just a tremendous ride for Dynamic CRM. So we had version 1, we launched in 2002, and right after that we had version 1.2, and we had a limited release of version 2,
mm-hmm.
and then the 3.0 was a major release for us, completely re-architected. And we launched version 4 around Christmas time last year. And the market reception for the 4.0 version has been just amazing. And for the first 3 years in the market, our product actually grew 100% year-over-year growth. So the market momentum is just amazing. And even now, we're in terms of number of customers, we are adding a large number of customers every year. We are at 15,000 customers.
Okay.
And in terms of the number of end users, we're approaching close to 1 million users that are using the Dynamic CRM product.
Wow, that's an amazing number. Now, of course, the reason that we're chatting today is that we're trying to get our ISV community excited about CRM as a platform to build upon. So when you think about the existing ISVs that we have in the marketplace, What is your sense of their accomplishments, and what is your sense of the opportunity that's there for a new ISV to come into this market?
The opportunity is just tremendous. The way Microsoft architected this product is we are designing a true line of business application platform for highly transactional and highly scalable applications. The product is called Customer Relationship Management, so our focus is relationship management type applications, traditional CRM, where there's contact management, there's account management, traditional customer service, marketing modules. We've built all those modules within the application framework.
Okay.
But just think of those as templates. In the true Microsoft spirit, we are building a platform that can be applied across many different industry segments for many different types of applications. So that is really our value proposition in terms of ISPs that are building platforms, applications on top of our platform. So if you look at SharePoint, SharePoint has been around a little longer than Microsoft CRM has
Correct.
Been.
Yes.
And SharePoint is a $1 billion-plus business for Microsoft today.
Right.
SharePoint has been very successful in the marketplace as a platform. It is the Microsoft platform for collaboration type applications. Mm-hmm. And just think of Dynamics CRM as our platform for highly transactional, highly scalable line of business applications. So it is, in a way, very similar to SharePoint, but okay. designed for a different purpose.
Okay. Now, for ISVs, I think one of the things that I think is interesting is people have used CRM, or ISV community has used CRM in ways that maybe even our own development teams haven't thought about.
That's exactly right.
Give me an idea of something unusual that you've seen with our, an unusual adaptation of CRM in the market.
So there's actually many instances of where our application framework has been utilized to build line of business applications that even our development team that was building the platform early on and even now, they never imagined it would be used for things that have been it's been designed for.
Okay.
For example, there is an ISV that has built a personnel management system for the Department of Defense that is completely built on Dynamics CRM. So this particular ISV has they traditionally had a platform that they built with .NET. It was a true ASP.NET application framework that they developed in-house. And they realized over time that they were investing a lot of time and effort just maintaining and enhancing the core platform rather than focusing on the line of business application functionality that they should be focusing on based on their functional expertise with the Department of Defense.
Right.
So this ISV decided to scrap their platform that they built on .NET and use Dynamics CRM as the core foundation for this application that they are selling into various departments within the DoD. So that's a very non-traditional CRM because you wouldn't think that the Department of Defense would be into customer relationship management.
Right.
So that's one example. Another area where CRM has been very, very successful is in the public sector, where since it's the election season, think about constituent relationship management. That has been a great application, line of business application for Dynamics CRM. So just think of a senator's office where they want to have a better relationship with their constituents and they want to track all their interactions with their constituents. So it's very easy to do within the framework of Dynamics CRM because you can have all your constituents set up and all their interactions that you've had. The customer service type issues that you might have, or if you want to do outreach campaigns with your constituents, you can do that as well.
Okay.
So all that can be managed from an end user perspective, all that's done within the framework Outlook, and the same user experience is available on the Internet Explorer browser, as well as on your mobile device, but from an actual application framework perspective, they're leveraging Dynamics CRM Server technologies.
So let me ask you a question. You'd mentioned the previous one of the Department of Defense was using it for their HR department. The ISV scrapped the intellectual property, the IP that they had before
that. They had spent 3 years developing that IP.
So did it take them 3 years to re-platform on CRM?
Actually, it took them less than a year. And they had, in terms of the number of man hours that they spent, it was a lot less. So they focused just on building on the platform and just learned, ramping up on the framework and building their IP on top of the new platform.
Okay.
Rather than having to write code to actually build the building blocks to build on top of.
That makes sense.
So actually they were able to go to market with this product very, very fast.
Okay.
And they've been able to drive amazing number of license sales for Microsoft. And in terms of user experience, the things that have been that they've been able to provide to the end user community is a lot more than they were able to do in the past. For take for example, the Outlook client functionality, where you want to give the users the ability to take data offline, be able to work remotely.
Right.
That itself would, if you were to develop that on your own, it would take you months of man hours to develop something like that. Sure. So they're able to leverage that completely out of the box.
Okay. Let's switch gears just a little bit now. Let's talk a little bit about the product itself, just at a high level. Can you give me, what are the kind of groupings of functionality within CRM?
Sure. So really, you know, as I mentioned to you, that you know, we have traditional SFA functionality, Salesforce automation, where you're leveraging CRM in a typical sales management environment, where you have your customers, your contacts for customers, and you manage your opportunities within the framework of CRM. The beauty of our architecture is that you're doing all of that within the framework of Outlook. We have over 480 million Outlook users worldwide, so the user community for Outlook is huge. So when you build your user experience for your line of business application within Outlook,
right,
as many ISVs are doing, because they want to provide the best possible user experience, if you are able to leverage all of that functionality within the framework of Outlook, end user's perspective is that they are getting all of that within Outlook and they don't need to learn a new application, as was the case in the previous decade where Siebel, you know, was selling into a lot of large customers,
right,
but end users were very resistant to getting, having to learn a new application.
Right. A new user interface. So what we're saying is that we're delivering one user interface experience to someone that's already used to a user interface, that there's no new things to learn. It's just new functionality within that application.
That's exactly right. And what we are doing, in addition to providing all of this functionality in Outlook, mm-hmm, we provide the same user experience under the same code base on the Internet Outlook, Internet Explorer browser.
Okay.
And so you're able to give your users the option.
Okay.
And we provide the same application in three different deployment models. So, you know, our messaging in the marketplace has been that we're investing a lot in software plus services strategy.
Right.
So think of Dynamic CRM as the first major line of business application that Microsoft delivered on our software plus services messaging. And just to expand a little bit more on that is, we use the exact same code base for our on-premise deployments and for our partner-hosted deployments and Dynamic CRM online service.
Which are the three deployment methods?
These are the three deployment options. So okay, what we're doing is we're giving ISVs choice to write code once for their ISV solution and be able to deploy across these different platforms, because their end customers and our end customers are asking for choice in terms of how they want to consume these applications.
Right.
They don't want to have, some customers prefer to go on-premise, others prefer to go with their traditional ASP, mm-hmm, the provider that they've been using for many years.
Okay.
Others want application hosted at Microsoft.
Right.
We're giving our ISVs and our channel and our customers all these different options. And in addition to that, the way we've designed licensing, the different licensing models are very attractive for our ISVs to consume these applications in different deployment options. And we also allow our customers to transfer from one deployment option to another. So let's say there's a customer who decides to try out Dynamic CRM online with a small user community.
Right.
And then they do an ROI analysis, and if they were to deploy that on a global scale with tens of thousands of users, it might be more cost efficient for them if they were to do an on-prem deployment. At that point, they can take all of their customizations, all of the solution deployment on CRM online, and deploy that very easily on their on-prem deployment.
So there's two things I want to focus on in what you just said. And the first one is you mentioned the number of users. So let's talk a little bit, because in the industry we've heard some fear being sent around about the fact that, you know, can we handle sizing? Can we handle scalability issues? What are your thoughts on sizing and scalability?
Sure. I personally have been part of the Dynamic CRM team at Microsoft since January of 2004. So when I joined the team in 2004, it was a big concern, and
right,
honestly, it was a valid concern. The amount of progress we made in 3.0, there was a tremendous jump in terms of how many users we could scale this application to, and when the application, when version 3 came out, we actually sold a lot of very large enterprise class customers. There's many customers that deployed 1,000 plus seats on version 3.0. And when version 4.0 came out, we took that scalability and performance and scalability measure for CRM onto the next notch, which is really the highest of the highest end CRM applications. So if you look at any large CRM benchmarks, they are in the 20,000 users, 20,000 concurrent user scale. So, you know, our highest.
So what you're saying is we can go literally from almost a mom and pop type shop to enterprise level and not have an issue.
Absolutely. So we have multiple benchmarks available for dynamic CRM, and our highest benchmark is 24,000 concurrent users. And in a typical organization, in a CRM deployment, the concurrency rate, maximum concurrency rate for number of users is anywhere from 50 to 60%.
Right.
So if you're talking 24,000 concurrent,
it's a large company.
that means that you've probably bought 50,000 CRM seats and you've deployed it across globally.
Right.
So we're competing with the largest market space right now.
So let me ask you this. Does that mean that Microsoft is using CRM internally because it's able to handle an enterprise as large as we are?
Actually, our team runs our entire business on Dynamic CRM. And there's multiple groups within Microsoft. There's 40 plus right now, and the number's growing every month, that are running their entire business on top of Dynamic CRM.
That's fantastic. Now, there's one more point I wanted to cover on what you had said earlier, and that is, you talked about if I implement the product on a, let's say, a off-premise solution, a hosted solution, and I want to move it to on-premise. You said, well, I can take whatever changes and whatever data that I have here and move it in-house. I'm sure the question is going to come up. How hard is that really? I mean, is this something that's going to take me a month to move? Is this something that's going to be overnight? Is it going to be easy to do, or is it going to be complex?
Well, in terms of technology, it is very easy to do because all you're doing is you're exporting your customizations from one server, deploying the same set of customizations that has the exact same code base, it's the exact same build of software onto another server.
Okay.
In terms of data, you're taking data from one SQL server's database onto another SQL server.
Moving into another one.
So it's a very easy transition.
That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, one of the things that Microsoft prides itself in is that not only do we have one product, which is in this case Microsoft CRM, but we also utilize what we tend to call internally the stack of Microsoft products. So give me an idea of some of the other applications that CRM works with in the Microsoft stack.
So just to explain to you how the Dynamic CRM platform is designed, it really is leveraging the whole Microsoft's traditional technology stack. So actually, if I go back to the year 2002, when version 1 of CRM came out, if you look at all the core components, how Microsoft designed Dynamic CRM was that we took .NET version 1, we took IIS, we took SQL Server, and we took Office, and we decided to build this line of business application framework on top of those four key technologies.
Okay.
So actually, it's a little known fact that Microsoft Dynamics CRM version 1 was the first commercially sold pure .NET application built by Microsoft.
And I don't think it's little known anymore. I think that we talk quite a bit about that now, because it is impressive that, you know, what we call internally dog fooding, we dog fooded our own applications, mm-hmm. in this case the development environment of .NET, and released a whole product based on it.
Yes, exactly. So that is the core foundation of this platform. But just to get back to your point on how to leverage the rest of the Microsoft technology stack, really that's where the key value proposition for our end customers comes in. That's where you get the biggest bang for your buck in terms of how much you invest and what you get out of your CRM or CRM-like application framework. So CRM has tight integration with our mobile technologies. CRM is highly integrated, and actually our integration with Exchange has been one of our key selling points since version 1.
Yeah, I agree.
And since we're leveraging SQL Server as the data engine, leveraging that same SQL data store and building SQL analytics cubes on top of that.
And can I use SQL reporting services with it as
well? That's already built in.
It's already built in, so I don't even have to buy it.
You don't even have to buy it. And what we've done is we've, in a typical CRM application environment, you want to empower your end users, your power users, to be able to do reporting themselves. CRM users require ad hoc reporting all the time.
Exactly.
But if you look at the development environment for SQL reporting services, it's Visual Studio.
Stunting.
So you can't expect a business user to be able to go into Visual Studio and write reports on SQL reporting services. So what we've done is we've developed a whole user experience designed for a business user where they can design their ad hoc reports using SQL reporting services without having to go into Visual Studio.
So we've given them a UI experience so that they don't have to worry about what the development experience is like. They can get into it from a user perspective.
Exactly.
Pull out the data that they need, report on it, and be done.
And modify those reports whenever there's a need to do so.
That sounds very powerful.
And along the same lines, what we've done is, we're incorporating Windows Workflow Foundation in all of our next generation products.
Right.
So when version 4.0 came out, what we did is we redesigned our entire workflow engine that we had prior to version 4. We scrapped all of the code base that we had developed on for our workflow engine.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to leverage Windows Workflow Foundation as the core workflow engine. Because it just doesn't make sense, even for us internally at Microsoft, to maintain two different workflow engines.
Right.
So we decided to leverage the all of the investment that we put in building a great workflow platform, which is being used by our office team and across our other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to use the workflow engine as the core Windows Workflow Foundation as the core workflow engine. But we were concerned that that might restrict our end users the ability to create workflows on the fly,
right,
as a business user would like to be able to do.
Right.
So what we did is we designed a whole new user experience, even for Windows Workflow Foundation, that an end user can just take take advantage of to design workflows, to modify workflows. So you never have to go into Visual Studio Workflow Designer to design your workflows or modify your workflows.
That's fantastic. So let me ask you this: we're talking to with ISVs, and we're trying to give them CRM as a platform to build upon.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to talk a little bit about what that platform is and what the experience is for the ISV?
Absolutely. So, so if you understand the base technologies, if you're familiar with SQL Server, you understand the whole data layer of CRM pretty well.
Okay.
On top of that is ASP.NET. So CRM server is nothing but a pure ASP.NET application server deployment. So when you actually do the installation of CRM server, all it's doing is it's creating an ASP.NET site on your IIS server.
Okay.
So, if once you understand that structure, although, within the framework of CRM, we don't allow, in our supportability framework, we don't allow developers to modify the ASPX pages that we provide out of the box, but we do give the ability for ISVs to create custom ASPX pages with the same look and feel that you would get with the out-of-the-box experience.
Okay.
So we actually publish all of the, the templates for how you would go about designing the same look and feel, the same grid type as you get with the out-of-the-box pages.
Okay.
So we provide that framework. If you're developing plugins or if you want to develop integration with Dynamics CRM, which is a key value proposition, no line of business application can sit in a silo anymore. Those days are gone.
Right.
So the way Microsoft architected this application is we design the web services for the application framework before designing the actual entities, the business objects that make up this application framework. So this application from version 1 was designed with integration to third-party applications in mind. So when you want to design application integration, obviously you can leverage middleware like BizTalk or any third-party middleware that your large organizations might have invested in over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of the architecture is that you don't have to.
Okay.
You've got choice to build your integrations without having to write, without having to leverage all these expensive middleware. So what you can do is your web services for Dynamics CRM are available in Visual Studio.
Okay.
If you're comfortable with VB.NET or C Sharp or any other .NET language, you have the choice of picking your own language and writing CRM web services code with the language of your choice. So there's no custom language associated with Dynamics CRM.
Okay.
So you're using traditional .NET development environment to extend your CRM application framework. So if an ISV, as I mentioned, this particular ISV had done a lot of their IP, so if you were to deploy that within the framework of CRM, and if you want to, if you already have expertise in .NET, if you're already comfortable with SQL Server technologies, IIS, you're halfway there.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Now let's spend a moment talking with Scott about the support and services plans that are available to you, the partners.
So I'm really excited here today. I have a special guest with us, and Scott, and I'll let Scott introduce himself and tell you a little bit about what his background is and why he's here to talk to us today.
Sure. Thanks, Jay. My name is Scott Stephenson. I'm a team manager with the Dynamics GP developer support team. I've been with Microsoft and Great Plains for about 18 years working with developers on the support end of things. So excited to just come and, I guess, talk to you guys a little bit about what options you have in terms of, you know, getting support from Microsoft when you're looking at building out your integrations and your customizations. So.
Yeah, because one of the problems that we have is that our ISV community often feels like they're used to the normal Microsoft support plans and the options there, but they don't necessarily understand what we have available on the Dynamics side.
So out of Dynamics Day, we have Dynamics Developer Centers, which is just a great hub to go to gain knowledge on the Dynamics products related to development, you know, the developer stuff, your customization and your integration tools. So that's just a great online resource. When we think about support, the other thing that we think about is, you know, what are some of the other option plans? So if you're looking for something that's maybe a little bit more higher touch, we also have what we call Partner Advantage and Partner Foundation plans that are available specifically for Dynamics partners. So these are Dynamics-specific plans where you gain access to resources available within portals called Partner Source and Customer Source, where you can gain access to information like knowledge base articles, product downloads, service pack release updates. My team is also heavily involved in creating sample applications and white papers that we publish out in the various portals, like the ones I mentioned, Partner Source, Customer Source, and we also try to post those out on the Developer Center as well within MSDN. So just a lot of good, you know, what I would call self-help resources that are available for you as an ISV when you're looking at getting built up or getting ready to go with the Dynamics products, and specifically the GP product, which is where my background is.
So for MSDN, typically, if we take a look at MSDN's life, we haven't had a whole lot of content there around Dynamics in general, and specifically our ERP products.
Yep.
Has that changed in recent years?
It has, yeah. Thanks for asking, Jay. It's actually changed within the last year. We've had a specific initiative built to build out a Dynamics Developer Center, and then having subsites within that for each of the product lines, Dynamics GP, Dynamics AX, etc. So my team and me personally have been directly involved in the past year, really, in really filling out the Dynamics GP area. So we built an area where we've got links to training resources, links to all of the product documentation for our tools today, the customization and integration tools, links to the samples and white papers that I talked about, as well as areas where you can go get more information about support plan options and community options, things like news groups and blogs and
right.
Things like that. So a lot of great links out in that area to research and just learn more information.
So on the support side, we talked a lot about the options. If someone already has a Microsoft support plan, is Dynamics a flavor that they need to add, or is there anything special that they need to do?
A good question. If it's a class or if it's a Microsoft plan, like an MSDN type mm-hmm. incident plan, those can already be used for Dynamics today.
Okay.
When you call in or submit online, you just want to make sure that you indicate that you have questions around Dynamics GP so that it gets routed to our team, and that will come into our team and then we'll assist you with that. And then there are specific, like I said, plans as well, support plans, the Partner Advantage and Partner Foundation for partners, where you use the portal within Partner Source or Customer Source to submit your incidents online there. Okay. And then that comes in directly to us. So that is a dynamics specific plan, and those plans would really just cover the dynamics products, both the developer tools and just the standard application. You know, oftentimes as a developer, when you're getting going, you know, a big learning curve is not really just learning the, you know, the IDEs or the tools that you need to use, but really to learn the application that you're integrating with. So, you know, a support plan that has a lot of advantages there, where you can gain more information on even just how to install the product, set it up, and, you know, learn the applications themselves. Another thing that's really good in that area, within the partner source and customer source and those plans, is you gain access to e-learning and online training curriculum that we have available for the Dynamics GP products.
Which really means that they don't have to take their resources and send them off to some city and, you know, worry about the expenses and things like that. They can train right at their desk at any time.
Yeah, that's correct, Jay. So we do have different, you know, e-learning courses that are available at different lengths of time. And then also training aids that you can use just to kind of self-study and, you know, use that to kind of supplement your learning. And then maybe if you've got a few questions or clarifications, you know, that's where my team can help out with the support plan and using your support incidents to help gain a clarification on that stuff.
And I know that you had used GP on a couple of your examples earlier because of, you know, both you and I have a long history of GP. But do these plans cover the other three ERP packages as well?
Yeah, yes, they would, Jay. Yeah. So the plans are available across really all the Dynamics ERP products.
And CRM, I would assume, as well.
Correct, yeah. In each of the teams, like I said, my background obviously is on the GP side, but we do have all the other support teams do have developer support resources as well on staff, really to assist, you know, ISVs with their questions.
Fantastic. So a lot of times the ISV will come to us and they will have something that's more unique than just a, you know, I've written this code and this is broken, I want to fix this code, can you help me with this? They almost need more of a consultative service, and oftentimes we have a tough time really guiding them to resources. So is there something that support can do for us now around that type of service?
Sure. Yeah, good question, Jay. You're correct in that, you know, the standard support incidents really do cover what we typically call break-fix type incidents, exactly the scenario that you talked about. Beyond that, what my team has typically done is, if it's a very high-level kind of guidance type question, we will handle that in a standard support incident if it's a very just kind of high-level, we know the answer off the top. But if it does require a deeper, you know, deeper understanding of your specific situation, one thing that's also available is we have what we call our Advanced Product Support Services, or APSS for short.
Another acronym like Microsoft.
Another acronym, yeah. And what APSS is, or this Advanced Product Support Services, is really a way for our support teams to help provide advisory services to you as ISVs and you as partners. In areas where we can maybe help provide you some guidance. Perhaps it's, you know, a review of your integration and architecture, or perhaps it's you need maybe some assistance even coding a certain piece of that particular solution. That's something that we can provide. Now, generally, as a support team, obviously our first role is taking support calls. So when we look at these type of advisory services, my team does those. You know, that's kind of our secondary role, but so really where I'm going with that is really just that typically we do kind of 40-hour and under, you know, type of engagements, and we schedule those in as we have availability when we're not taking our frontline support calls. So, you know, the main thing to remember about kind of APSS, if you're interested in that and want to engage on that, is you can email what's called our MBS Professional Services mailbox, and the email is simply that. It's mbsprofessionalservices@microsoft.com, so all one word. And you can email them, and they will help guide you on, you know, what advisory services are available, and just, you know, help point you to the resources that you need. So they're a good kind of broker, if you will, into the services organization to really just learn more. They can even help with support plan information.
So. Okay. So you're really providing the full gamut of services from low touch, from documents online, to online training, to support plans, all the way to high-touch contracts where you help them through specific hurdles.
Correct. Yeah, that's very correct. Yeah, I would say that's a good summary. And, you know, my team, that's really kind of our passion, and what we're about is really just trying to, you know, fulfill ISV needs through all of those vehicles. So taking the support calls, helping build, you know, what we call front-of-the-funnel activities, which is that self-help online content that really helps people solve their problems themselves before even getting grossed as a support team.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time, Scott. I know how busy you are, so thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and good luck.
Thanks, Jay.
So, Sumit, one of the things that I think is of interest to our ISV community, is how long does it actually take for them to go to market once they've made the decision to adopt Dynamics CRM as a platform?
That's a great question, and that's a very valid question, because if an ISV is investing or they decide to bet their business on a new platform, they really need to do that upfront, how much investment they need to put in before they can start getting a return on that investment. So basically, in a typical Microsoft fashion, the short answer is it depends. But I want to expand on that.
Right.
Really, if you want to go to market on an ISV solution, you can build an ISV solution on top of our platform in a matter of days, if not weeks.
Okay.
It is that simple. We already talked about the technologies that are involved. It's nothing new, nothing that you have to get ramped up on. It's ASP.NET, it's SQL Server, SQL Reporting Services, Windows Workflow Foundation. So
common broad technologies that people can adopt quickly,
exactly.
or they can find resources that are already well trained.
Right. And we make a lot of ramp up resources available to our ISV community on our Innovate On site,
okay,
for developers to get started. Not only get started, become expert level content on Dynamics CRM. All that's available without free of cost to all of our ISV community. So if you were to decide to build on top of our platform, mm-hmm, and if you've done the planning correctly, you can go to market very, very fast in a matter of maybe as fast as 3 to 4 weeks. But if you're developing a lot of very deep IP that you've developed over the course of last, let's say, 20 years that you've built on your legacy platform or a competitor platform, that analysis itself could take many weeks.
Okay.
Just like a typical technology project.
Sure.
But once you do the analysis right, once you do the design right, doing it, that's the easy part.
Well, one of the other questions that I hear a lot from our ISV community, and actually our customers as well, is, you know, tell me about the key industries or key segments that you've deployed CRM in. So can you give me some ideas? We've talked about a few.
Sure. Yeah. I mentioned to you about public sector, healthcare.
Right.
Financial services is huge for us. Actually, one of the largest ISVs in the financial services space, Fiserv, they recently made the announcement that they're going to build their next generation banking platform on top of our Dynamics CRM platform.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Just think of this, that, you know, this is a win-win situation for all parties involved.
Right.
First of all, our customers will get a great platform with great end-user experience, and with Fiserv bringing in 2+ decades of their IP around banking and financial services industry, and us bringing our top-tier platform that's highly scalable and deployed across very large customer segments to very small customers, and in many different deployment options. You've got CRM Online, you've got a hosted application that's going to be hosted at Fiserv in
right.
their data center,
okay,
which their customers have been using for many years, and they trust that.
Yeah.
Or if customers want to deploy that application within their on-premise deployments, they can do that. So financial services is huge. Media and entertainment is huge. We've had a fair amount of success in hospitality space, where our ISVs have built loyalty management systems on top of Dynamics CRM, event management systems on top of our Dynamics CRM platform. So really the range is just huge, and our ISVs have really gotten very creative with the platform. Actually, well, we're talking to an ISV right now that wants to build prisoner relationship management on top of our platform. That, from what I hear, it's a hugely untapped market.
Interesting little market that we've
entered. I'm pretty sure our R&D team never thought our platform could be used for that, but there's apparently a huge market for it.
Fantastic. So I think that what you've told us today is that there is a huge opportunity with Dynamics CRM, both from the potential customers that we'll have in the future, as well as the ones that we have today, but as well as for the ISV This is a platform that they can build on and be secure in that it has all of the aspects that we would expect from Microsoft. Security, database, new features being added as appropriate over time, things like that.
Absolutely. So, you know, this platform has come a long way since version 1. You know, we got in the market in late 2002, mm-hmm. and we're in 2008, and just about 3 years ago, we were actually not even included in any of the analyst reports. And if you take the latest Gartner Magic Quadrant, and they've got several Magic Quadrants, we are actually number 2 player in the CRM space now. And that's just within the course of 6 years. So we've come a long way, and Microsoft continues to invest very, very heavily in this platform. Our R&D team is part of the Office team. So all of the innovations that go into Office, the next generation Office platform, go into Dynamics CRM automatically.
We get by default, we get them.
Absolutely. And we have a 2-year release cycle.
Right.
So there's a lot of new and exciting features and functions coming in the next version that's going to be released next year. So there's a tremendous excitement for developers and for the ISV community. We're going to continue to invest very heavily in this platform. This is a very strategic platform for Microsoft. And we believe that it is very strategic for our partners as well. And obviously, we are seeing that momentum in the marketplace on how fast our ISVs are coming to us, wanting to build their next generation applications on this platform.
As well as the uptake in even the Gartner report, like you said, one year we're not there at all. The next year we're skyrocketing up.
Actually, the first time we showed up in the Magic Quadrant for Gartner, we were number 3. And the year after that, we jumped to number 2 spot.
Yeah. So just give us another year or two. And
Siebel's been around a little longer, and they're very focused on what Gartner thinks about them. So right. Maybe a little longer than a year or two, but we'll get there.
Fantastic. So I want to thank Sumit Virmani for joining us today. Again, my name is Jay Manley. And we're talking about the value of Dynamics CRM to the ISV community. Thank you very much, and look forward to more videos from us in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to view this video presentation on the CRM value proposition. Please see these following resources for more information on CRM as a platform. Thanks again.